against a very potent Brisbane Lions forward line. He's been good enough to jump on the line. Alex, hello to you.
G'day, guys.
Must have been pretty happy head up to Mars. It wasn't an easy day for football, but it probably would have taken you back to your junior days, wet and wild and a little bit woolly. But 4 points, and it was a good performance against a side that you've had some good battles with over the last few years.
Yeah, no, definitely. It was nice to head up to Ballarat. And as you said, Bevo spoke exactly how you put it before the game. That brings back memories of, how we started playing footy and things like that. And, lots of boys in our side from, different parts and, thoughts of junior footy, I suppose. So, no, it was good. And our supporters up there are unbelievable. So, a good win. Difficult conditions. But, I thought it was a good performance. Winning a different way to how we had in the first few rounds.
Congratulations on the win, Keithy. Well done, mate. The wind yesterday itself was a... It can blow a gale at Ballarat, let's be honest. Let's not muck around. That's my hood. That's my area up there, boy. she's a tricky one.
My hood.
How did it go as a defender? When you're a defender, and is it the way you position yourself when you know you've got a long, like a big, strong wing going either way down the ground? It's really important body positioning. I thought you guys did that well yesterday.
Yeah, no, definitely, because it was, into the wind, you're always trying to take... front position and try and read the drop of the ball as best you can, and then when they've got the wind, it's all about making sure the ball doesn't get over the back, and you don't want to cough up too many easy goals. It was funny the way it worked out. We didn't really score. I don't think the game panned out that there was a heavy scoring end in throughout the four quarters. I think it was pretty balanced the way that teams were able to score into the wind, and sometimes I guess we maybe got carried away with trying to bomb a little bit when we had the wind, and that can certainly happen.
Alex, the third quarter, they were coming at you, Brisbane. They did a couple of plucky things. There was almost a goal of year contender in there by Danaher, and also almost a mark of the year contender from Hipwood. What changed in the third quarter? They were starting to come at you, but you guys held strong.
Yeah, no, I think they're just a good side, and in the balance of the game, they're always going to respond after we probably had the better of the first half. And there was a few moments there in the third quarter where they did have the momentum, and a strong midfield group, and obviously some dangerous forwards. You mentioned Danaher and Hipwood; they're extremely athletic and very skillful players, and then they've got some speed around them, so. It was good that I think we were able to stem that momentum and, get the control back in the game.
You would have been thrilled with the midfield performance, I reckon, yesterday, Keithy, because the pressure they were able to exert on those the Lions midfielders meant that the ball wasn't coming in at 100 mile an hour at you.
Oh, yeah. No, it's been fantastic this year, like with the added strength of, Big Steph and Adam in there as well now, and it just adds to the depth, and saw what Tim English can do up forward, and he's just going from strength to strength with his contested marking, and he helps the other tall forwards up there because really engages that third defender, or it's difficult to know who to target, I suppose, from those three. They all have their unique strengths, but as you mentioned, it's just so good as a defender when the pressures around the ball like it is in the midfield. Yeah, it's very, very fortunate.
And Alex, you talk about the midfield, but also when you've got three potent tall men up front that can mark the ball, that must make it a lot easier for you as well.
Yeah, definitely. And yesterday it was turned into a bit of a scrappy sort of down-the-line game. And when you're trying to get that field position, it's crucial that you get a good contest down, ahead of the ball, and it gave us good field position, and the boys were flying for their marks. And I think against a really strong defence, that trio of Brisbane defenders are highly rated in the league. So for the boys to play like they did up forward, in the blustery conditions and bit of sprinkling of rain at different times during the game, I think it was really impressive.
Alex, what's been, I suppose, I know that Luke Beveridge is big on themes, and whether it's a movie theme to a game or an obscure reference, but what's the theme for you guys been coming into this year after finals performances over the last couple that we know that you've been pretty disappointed in? What's been the theme and the approach to this season?
Yeah, I think Bevo's good with his messaging, that he tries to keep it fresh, and knows that. I think he adds a bit with motivation week to week, and so we're not too bogged down with footy type language the whole time, and I think that's a real strength of his, and I think he talks a lot about spirit and how that has an impact with performance. But I think in the preseason there were some key footy measurables that the stats don't lie in ways, and teams that make top four consistently are pretty consistent in some key areas. So Bevo is pretty blunt and pretty strong with his feedback around just some key measurables that we weren't as consistent as we need to be. So
they are at all, Alex? Can you let us into what they were?
Oh, look. Some basic defensive measurables. To be honest, like how specific they were. Like some were about transition, some were about one-on-one contests, and obviously when all teams don't want to allow one-on-ones now. All defenders and team defenses try and help each other out, but just some key statistics that most teams I think would use. But it just sharpens our focus and. Really sort of hones in on some deficiencies that are pretty crucial to trying to make your way up the ladder and be more consistent week to week.
Well, it's working very well at the moment, Keithy. Well done on your game. Well done on the start to the year. And just a little heads up, I bet you're not missing cricket. It's district cricket semi-finals yesterday, round four of the AFL. Can you believe it? They're still playing cricket.
Yeah, a couple of weeks to go in the Premier Cricket. So
can you believe
it? Demons got knocked out last week, unfortunately.
And Alex, it looked pretty cold there at Ballarat. I think the feels like temperature was about 4 degrees, but that's only a barrier trial. You've got a Friday night in 2 weeks' time at Manuka Oval, which is Arctic Oval there in Canberra.
Yeah, the night games in Canberra is a nice scheduling for us. But we'll look forward to it. Ballarat with a nice tune up for that one.
I wonder if Bevo will get out in the singlet like Clarko did. We'll wait to see that. Hey, Alex, as Pickers said, having a great year yourself, team flying. You've got the Gold Coast next week, another winnable game, and you could very well be 6-0 in a couple as well, and it's just a dream start of the year. Enjoy it, and thanks for your time on a Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Thanks very much.